Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 1, 2024, the Erickson Released Edition. And we begin with that story with a big shout out and congratulations to Erickson. As reported by the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, Richard Vandeford reporting that the monitor over Erickson has okayed its anti-corruption program. The monitor has certified that the anti-corruption program is working, a crucial step for the telecommunications company to emerge from the close DOJ scrutiny it's been under since 2019. Erickson said it expects to emerge from the monitorship by no later than June 2nd. The monitor said Erickson's anti-corruption program has satisfied the requirements and is functioning effectively, according to the company. Next up, also from the Wall Street Journal, a very interesting article by Christopher Menz says that the AI industry is streaming towards a legal iceberg. If your companies use AI to produce content, make decisions, or influence, you may be liable for whatever it does, especially when it's a mistake. This applies to big tech companies rolling out chat-based AIs to the public. And in the coming years, we may see AI with liability for the companies which use it. Now, this really shouldn't be any surprise because if a person does something and that becomes the basis of something that causes a violation or an injury or a damage, well, the company could be liable. Same for AI. Watch what you're doing. Next up, do you sell drones? Do you make parts for drones? Well, you may need to check who the end user of your products is, as reported by the Risk and Compliance Journal at the Wall Street Journal. Dylan Tokar reporting this time. The Commerce Department has sent lists to more than 20 companies with a list of foreign parties that appear to be selling restricted technology to Russia, of course. Drones are a big part of its war with Ukraine. So if you were making something that goes into a drone, you may be in trouble. And finally, our last story comes to us from the Maritime Executive, subtitled The Intellectual Capital for Leaders. It's a first-time contributor to the Daily Compliance News, and it reports on Trafigura, which settled a massive or major FCPA case, paying $126 million for bribes paid to Petrobras coming out of the Lavajato scandal. So it still lives. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.